This is James Coover with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District with your Extension Crop Report. Scouting of the wheat fields is important this time of year, as while the wheat is growing quickly, it is still young enough that heavy insect populations could be problematic. Within the wheat fields, we need to be looking for a few specific insects this time of year. The bird cherry oat aphid gets started early in the spring. Even though they are currently present in the fields, the cherry oat aphid is unlikely to be in high enough population to be an issue until we get closer to wheat jointing. This aphid, like other aphids, are usually well controlled by beneficials. Populations, however, can explode in numbers after a pesticide application meant for other insects that kills the beneficials and allows this fast reproducing pest to take off. Army cutworms feed in both wheat and alfalfa fields nearly all winter long, when temperatures are above 45 degrees. Later when summer gets closer, this worm will pupate into the Miller moth and fly back to the Rocky Mountains in May to overwinter. We generally have less of the army cutworm here than farther west for this reason. The treatment threshold depends on how strong the wheat stand is. The average wheat stand threshold begins at above 4 to 5 worms per square foot. The army worm looks a little bit like the army cutworm, but the two are actually quite different. Army worms won't be seen till later in late April and early May. Please give me a call at 620-724-8233. This has been James Coover with your Extension Crop Report.